Hi, everyone. Welcome to our season premiere of Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by CDW. I'm Lou Canellis. My partner's here for another season. They are alongside Tom Thayer, Jeff Joniak.
You don't sound happy about that.
Boys, how are you?
I'm good to be back, Lou. Trying to contain my excitement. Thank you for saving our seats.
Yes.
We really appreciate it. We're ready to go.
It's been a while, but it's good to be back, and I'm looking forward to better things than we saw a year ago.
You know, just think of all of our faces when we sat here for the last show last year, how down we were about it and what was going to happen going into the offseason. Well, we got a snippet of what's gone on.
All right. I always talk about the fresh coat of paint. It's a glistening coat of paint because of this coaching staff that's been brought in, Lou, and they're very experienced, and I can't wait to see what unfolds.
Yeah, that's what I love about them. The Bears continue to tweak their roster. Today they made more moves. Bears waived right tackle Jordan Mills and cornerback Sherrard Martin. They also claimed on waivers right guard Patrick Omame and safety Harold Jones-Quarte. Let's look at some of the other cuts the Bears have made this weekend. Here are a few of the other notable cuts, really, to be specific. And are there any surprises you see there, Tom?
No, not really. You know, the Bears have a big body of work of all these guys to look at on tape. And they, how do they fit into your team? And then what were they able to accomplish from OTAs throughout training camp? The decision wasn't a snap decision on any of these guys. It's about what players are going to be on this football team to make to allow the Bears to start chasing another championship.
Outside linebacker was going to be the toughest cut. And so, you know, having David Bass kind of shrink down the line over the course of training camp, it kind of caught our attention. Mm-hmm. It looked like a red flag.
He's ironically, he got signed today by Tennessee.
Yes, he did. And he can be a fine football player, but there was no room at the end at outside linebacker. That would be the only one, really.
All right, here are some of the notable newcomers Ryan Pace added to the Bears roster in his first year as general manager. And, Jeff, open your eyes during training camp in the preseason as we look at these names.
I absolutely love Pernell McPhee.
Number 92.
Because of what he stands for and what he's all about, and you cannot have enough of those guys. He learned the Baltimore way from Ray Lewis and T. Sizzle and Terrell Suggs. Those guys, they play with a nastiness. He will.
Yeah, I like Pernell McPhee, too. But, you know, Will Montgomery is important for this football team because you have to expedite the learning curve of all the offensive linemen. And when you have a guy that's familiar with the system and has an understanding of professional offensive line play, he can really help the interior of your offensive line because I don't know if you know how things are going to shake out yet and where the pieces are going to fall into place.
And the makeover with this roster will continue through the season, will it not?
Right. The first 53 will not be the last 53. I mean, this is the way it's going to be with a new administration. And for a lot of teams, this way. I always refer to the Seattle Seahawks when Pete Carroll came aboard.
How many changes did they make to
the
roster?
In the hundreds.
I actually think it was like 260.
It was a lot. So I'm not suggesting that will happen here, but this is going to be a team that's going to get a lot younger.